listener production.
Hello, Paige Busher with your local briefing. Peter Dutton is in WA looking at potential sites for a nuclear reactor to be built. Collie's state-owned coal power station will be retired by 2030, but the opposition leader on the ABC is remaining tight-lipped as to whether he wants that to be the site for nuclear.
Obviously, we're looking at sites where you've got a brownfield site where there is a coal-fired generator now that's coming to end of life, and there's one in Collie, and we'll make an announcement in relation to the locations.
The CSIRO believes we need to act now to protect our nation's farming future. It's released a report into the challenges facing the ag sector, warning profitability could plunge by up to 50% in some areas by 2050 if nothing changes. Dr. Catherine Wynne says it doesn't have to be that way, identifying five key shifts Australia needs to take.
These include further action around climate adaptation, including modelling it, looking at how we use land and water, our industry development, our workforce and regional growth, and then how we adapt our agriculture research and development system to be as effective and innovative as it can be.
Mullewa's Youth Centre is set to remain open for another year, the state government increasing its financial support for the facility for another 12 months. It'll see the vital service stay afloat until at least June 2025. Dogs continue to be the most common household pet in WA. More than 1,700 furry friends were recorded in this year's RSPCA WA Pet Census, with Kelpies found to be the most popular breed. In sport, continued support for the Geraldton Buccaneers. Major sponsors Phoenix Resources re-signing with the club for another 3 years. The reigning champions are currently undefeated this season, set to take on Lakeside Lightning this weekend. Want more local news? Get free breaking news about our community. Download the Listener app, search for your area, and subscribe now.